Well, Thanksgiving characterized Christ's life, but also, and I want you now to turn to the Old Testament, 1 Chronicles. This is sword drill time. My family begs every night when we read the Bible, can we have a sword drill? Can we have a sword drill? And what that means is trying to find the books of the Bible quick so you're not embarrassed on Sunday morning when you don't know where they are. Maybe we all ought to practice that. But Thanksgiving characterized the lives, secondly, of the Old Testament saints. And David is really, really an example. Look at 1 Chronicles 29. That's the last chapter, 1 Chronicles, verse 13. And I usually go to the right. And so if you can find this, you'll find all the rest of the Old Testament ones. We just keep going to the right. So find the last chapter of 1 Chronicles. And look at this. David is offering thanks to God as he gives his life savings to God. Now, this is fantastic. He collected billions of dollars of treasures. Remember, last Sunday morning we talked about Goliath's sword? What did he do with it? Auction it off at Sufis and get a couple mil for it? No. Put it in the tabernacle. Because everything that was treasured by David, he stored up for God. I think that's why he's called the man after what? God's own heart. For where your treasure is, there will your what? Heart be? Yeah, where were all his treasures? With God. Where was his heart? With God. You can have colossal failures in your life as long as your heart is with God. And boy, what an example. Look at verse 13. This is what he says when he gave up everything. He gave all that he collected from all of his expeditions all over his world and conquering everybody, risking his life, killing God's enemies. He was given all the plunder and all the gold and all the silver and all the bronze and everything else he was given. And he stored it all. And at this moment, he gives it to God. It's so exciting. He's dedicating it all to God's temple. And he says, well, I'll start in verse 10. No use cutting his praise short. Therefore, David blessed the Lord before all the assembly and said, blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Isn't that neat what an attitude he had toward God? Our Father, kind of like reflecting Christ, our Father which art in heaven. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory. He says, you won all this stuff. I didn't. I wasn't such a great warrior. You're the victory. You're the majesty. All that's in heaven and earth is yours. It's yours anyway. I just am giving it back to you. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. You are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you. You see, true humility, the essence of true humility is thanksgiving. Because what is thanksgiving? It's saying, I'm not clever in my field. I'm not the premier, whatever business or science or service industry or education. I'm not the premier member. Look at this. Riches and honor come from you. All the honors, all the accolades. That's only because of your blessing. For you reign over all. Verse 12 in the middle. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now verse 13. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. What an incredible, incredible offering. Turn back and look what he gave. Look at verse 7. Let me back up. Let me start in verse 3. I have set my affections, he says, in the house of my God. I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my own special treasures of gold and silver. 3,000 talents of gold. A talent was 100 pounds. 300,000 pounds of gold. If gold was 500 an ounce, it's not. But if it was 500 an ounce, that's $8,000 a pound. And he gave 300,000 pounds of gold. That's a lot of gold. That's a lot of money. Don't count it in today's wealth, because today's wealth is not based on anything solid. It's electronic. Don't ever forget that. It's not real wealth. It's just numbers out somewhere, in some hard drive. He had it right there sitting. That's wealth. I mean, it was there. 300,000 pounds of gold. The gold of Ophir, which meant it was good gold. 7,000 talents. That's 700,000 pounds. That's almost 1,000,000 pounds of silver. I mean, this is his lifetime. To overlay the walls of the houses and all this, and he goes on. This isn't even his full list. He has a much longer list before. He has a million talents of bronze. I mean, he had 100 million pounds of bronze. I mean, it's just amazing what he had collected. Well, and you know what? He didn't even have any. Look at verse 13 again. After seeing that pile, I mean, can you imagine how big that pile was? Now, therefore, our God, we're thankful we can give this to you. That's thanksgiving. It's easy to give when you humbly acknowledge it's God's anyway, and he gave it to you. And that's the essence of David's life. Well, now turn across the page to 2 Chronicles 5. Next book, 2 Chronicles 5. Because the Levites offered thanks to God as the glory of God first filled the temple. And I'm going to read verses 12 and 13. And the Levites, who were the singers, all those of Asaph and Heman and Jeduthun, with their sons and brethren, isn't it neat? It was a family deal, and the family wanted to be involved in ministry with the folks, stood at the east end of the altar, clothed in white linen. Remember, anybody that's in God's presence, serving him, coming or going, is always dressed in this holy manner. Having cymbals, stringed instruments, harps, and with them 120 priests with trumpets. Must have been exciting. 13. Indeed, it came to pass when the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. See how crucial thanksgiving is to all the worship to God. When they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, his mercy endures forever." Listen to this. The house of the Lord, and that's not stuttering, that's to underline it, was filled with a cloud. It'd be nice if the Lord still did that. I think he does it not with a visible cloud, but just with the glory of God filling our hearts. But while they were banging and blowing and yelling their praises to God, his glory cloud just came in and filled the house. Isn't that neat? That's how important thanks to God is. He responded to it. He wants that from us. Well.